and I took it off. I put it in my pocket.
Good. Good. Well. But you understand I'm not trying to make you feel good, right?
No, I
understand. No, really.
I trust you. I'll give you my last little thread here and trust you in the universe. Everybody bring glasses Sunday because I'll be really radiant.
I mean, really, it's wonderful. These absolutely amazing people show up here and then say these amazing, wonderful, beautiful, true, heartfelt, real things. And you just feel their power, you feel the beauty of it, you feel the truth of it, you feel the amazing intention of it. And you really can't miss it. And you see and feel real clearly how the one missing it most is them. That it's visible for anybody to see. It's not hard to latch on to. It's radiating, it's said, it's emanated, it's shown, it's lived. But it's always the person saying, well, I don't know if I can get there. I don't know if in my lifetime it's possible to really come to inner peace. I don't know if with my attributes or who I am, if it's possible to really go beyond my conditioning. And it's always being said by somebody who so obviously can and probably will.
So can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
You mentioned a state of maturity.
And baby, you got it.
I have said a couple of times, I said, because in the last 2-3 years or something like that,
it's maturity not that has nothing to do with chronological age. It's maturity in the sense of ripeness.
Yeah, because I said, I think I've lived too long because I don't get it. I don't get anything anymore. The whole universe is turned around. I don't get it. I don't get any of it anymore.
Perfect. Yes. So what that means?
Next flip around.
No. That's more evidence, more corroboration of what I'm suggesting to you, because the perfect position to be in for the real possibility of inner peace, the real possibility of something coming to you that's transcendent, is to be in a position of knowing absolutely nothing, because it's all the knowing that confuses us. It's all the interpreting and the judging and the making up our minds and the conditionings, the enculturation that defines everything and pigeonholes everything and limits everything. So if you've gotten to a point of maturity and ripeness to where you actually live with a experiential sense of none of this makes sense, I don't know anything anymore, that is the absolute perfect set of conditions, because it is innocent, ready to learn something completely different, ready to see with completely different eyes. First you have to stop looking with the old eyes. And what you're saying is life has already brought you to that point. None of this is an accident. None of the things you described are an accident. They are all the